What's up, Melrose?
To fully appreciate the Melrose on 7th Avenue Street Fair, with its music stage and classic car show,
and you want the white rice?
14 food trucks, and 150 vendor booths, you have to go back 16 years to the first fair.
We had the six tables in the middle of the intersection at Glen Rosa and 7th Avenue, and we'd close down the street just like we did this time.
Lisa Huggins Hubbard is with Phoenix's Neighborhood Services Department.
Nothing like that had ever been done outside of the downtown area.
As patrol cars blocked 7th Avenue, media helicopters swirled overhead, reporting some kind of police activity and advising people to avoid the area.
My mother called me and said, "Are you okay? There's this horrible thing that happened at Glen Rosa and 7th Avenue." And I said, "That horrible thing's me. You know, we're doing a street fair with, 50 people out here."
The first street fair came after the 7th Avenue Merchants Association formed. David Cook is a former board president. 20 years ago, he says, a handful of business owners became fed up with vacant lots, rundown properties, and questionable characters.
They just said, "Hey, the city's not helping us at the moment. We got to take back our businesses and take back our street."
That's where Lisa Huggins Hubbard comes in again. Back then, she was in her 20s, brimming with energy and new to city government.
There was resistance, and I had a lot of people very early on in my career that said, "Why are you doing that? Don't do all that work out there. That's how people get out of town."
She kept pushing, and so did the Merchants Association. They received grants and partnered with ASU School of Architecture to add shade canopies, art panels, and brand the Melrose District.
A lot of people will call this neighborhood the Gaborhood. The businesses here have welcomed everybody here. And that's part of the uniqueness about the mile here, is being so diverse.
The 1 mile corridor, once a hub for pawn shops and repair shops, now attracts people looking for antiques, mid-century furniture, and classic clothing. The transformation required the Merchants Association and Lisa Huggins Hubbard to push again. This time they created what's called an overlay district.
It was a huge deal because it was never done before at the city.
The overlay established development standards.
The community said, "Here are the kinds of businesses that we want. Here are the things that we don't want. And here's what we'll support."
Our pastries are so good.
Support for local businesses is as strong as a double espresso at Copper Star Coffee.
There are other neighborhoods in Phoenix. This is a community.
Bill Sandwig lives in the community and opened the coffee shop a dozen years ago.
We've spent $1.7 million on wages, generated over $1 million in money to local goods and services.
I can help the next customer in line.
Sandwig has been called the poster child for adaptive reuse. He encountered plenty of challenges.
Just random crazy things.
As he worked to get city approval to turn a greasy transmission shop into a gourmet coffee house.
So now they've really streamlined a lot of these processes and made it a little bit more business friendly. But I guess I was one of the last ones to go through under the old system.
He can laugh now and take satisfaction in knowing his success has helped attract more businesses. Soon, a vintage furniture showroom will open in a building that once housed a dry cleaner, and a restaurant and wine bar will replace a drive-through liquor store.
There's a couple of folks that caught me today that said, we want to move our business on the street.
It's not something Lisa Huggins Hubbard could have imagined so many years ago when the first fair led to confusing media reports.
Everybody will laugh and tell you that this is my baby, and it is.
She knows a 16-year-old isn't technically a baby, but like any proud mother, it's her prerogative to call it what she wants. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.